Riverdance has become a worldwide enthusiasm. More than 11 million people have reportedly seen the Irish step dancers on stage somewhere in this world, from Dublin to Broadway, Las Vegas to Paris, Melbourne to Mexico City. Riverdance seems to appear on as many public television fundraisers as Barney, who, as you might imagine, can't quite kick up his stubby purple legs as high as required in the Irish step dance. The success of the troupe has helped set off an enthusiasm for Irish dancing. And this week, on a sweltering day on the stage of an outdoor amphitheater, about 80 people stood, sweaty shoulder to sweaty shoulder, to study with a master.
Okay, hi everybody. Welcome. It gets very hot up here, so we'll be going for the hour and a half. Anytime you feel tired, whatever, just drop out. Don't worry about it. And if you need to go get a drink, and I would advise, keep the water in you. Just water both sides.
Adele Ryan is a dance master in the Riverdance troupe. They're now performing at the Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts in Vienna, Virginia. Ms. Ryan and another dancer presided over the master's class this week. Dozens of young schoolgirls clad in stretchy black or pink dance tights and tank tops and snub-toed black tap shoes, a few similarly aged schoolboys, and one middle-aged man wearing gym shorts and a pair of Air Jordans. You know what? The shoes don't help all that much.
Okay, 5, 6, 7.
But my step sounded more like this.
6, 7, 8.
The success of Riverdance has caused Irish step dancing groups to bloom, well, like shamrocks. Most of the youngsters on stage have already studied Irish dancing and stepped smartly. I love and study ballet, but dancing next to the youngsters, I looked only like a man trying to stomp on a nest of cockroaches and missing. It's Celtic tap dancing. The feet stomp and flick and flutter. Feet of flames, they call it. But the upper body, what dancers call the stem, is supposed to remain as upright as a light pole. Your toes are supposed to snap out like lizard's tongues, while your arms are fixed to the side of your hips or even behind your back as if to say, "Look, Ma, no hands." Stephanie Wolf and Amy Lerner are two teenagers from Reston, Virginia, who practice Irish dance. They took a break from the class for the chance to quaff a cup of water and review the steps they were trying to learn backstage.
I love it. I love watching it, too. It's really graceful and beautiful. I like the way everybody moves together. And it's so simple, but it's still pretty.
Do you feel closer to Ireland?
Well, I have Irish blood in me a little bit, so it's nice to go back to the roots. And
living in Reston. You hear the Emerald Hills calling you, do you?
Pretending to be Irish.
There was one teenage boy in this group, Nicholas Jensen. Dark-haired and wiry 16-year-old from Arlington, Virginia, who is mortifying to dance next to. Mr. Jensen has the grace of a thoroughbred. His feet can attain the high arch of a ballerina. Mr. Jensen takes step dancing once a week, but he practices his technique with solo discipline.
A lot, every day.
How do you practice every day?
The basement, where no one can hear.
Where would you like to take dance in your life?
I really want to become a teacher. And I would like to perform if Riverdance will let me in, but we'll see about that.
You meet a lot of girls in dance, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
The masters work to teach us a few steps from the finale of Riverdance, while an audience of parents looks on. There was something both fundamentally satisfying and phenomenally amazing in feeling part of the thrum of scores of legs strumming the stage in time with that signature music. When the finale was finally fini, some of us went off staggering for cups of water. Adele Ryan, our dance master, just pulled a single strand of her auburn hair back from her dry forehead and cleared her throat. Some of the youngsters in the master class flocked around Adele Ryan to ask for her autograph and hear her brogue.
You enjoy these classes?
I really, really do, just to see the potential.
Can you look at a 9-year-old, 10-year-old kid and see something that is... You can?
Yeah, you can tell right away.
What are the signs?
Courage and feet. Timing.
I'm a little older, but I'm just wondering, did you notice anything like that?
kind of comes a lot younger. Sorry.
What are you thinking about when you go over through that finale?
I've done it so many times. It doesn't bother me at all, because I've danced all my life. And I think for every dancer in the show, you have to love it to do it every night. And once you hit the stage every night, it's brilliant. The audience, the music, the smiles, everyone gives it their all.
And when you do a class like this, is it nice to see that kind of spark that you feel about it has passed to some
of the kids? Just the enthusiasm of all the kids. And you can see they want to learn it. They want to do Riverdance.
I'm Sarah Jordan. I'm 13.
I'm Kevin Cochran, and I'm 11.
Courtney, and I'm 11 years old, almost 12.
Courtney what?
McConnell.
I'm Beth Buchholz, and I'm 11.
Have a good time today?
Yes, definitely. That's like the funnest thing I've ever done in dancing.
It was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What did it make you feel like when, you know, they had us do the finale?
It's really strange, but
you can imagine what it would be like if you were standing on the stage here and like looking out, and you can like see, you can practically see everybody when there's no one there. You can see what it would be like if everybody was there.
It was really cool because we knew we were dancing the actual steps that the actual river dancers were dancing.
Some of the participants in a master's class with the River Dance Company this week at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia.